Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello. From CNN, I'm Jo Beck with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, January 16th. Last night, former President Donald Trump proved that it's still his Republican Party.
So we're going to put America first. We're going to make America great again. Again, Iowa, we love you.
He didn't just win the Iowa caucuses, he dominated them, leaving Ron DeSantis to finish in a distant second place, followed closely by Nikki Haley.
I want to congratulate Ron and Nikki for having a good time together. We're all having a good time together.
And another one bites the dust. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy dropped out of the race following the results and then immediately endorsed Trump. And Trump hinted that he wants DeSantis and Haley to follow suit, but they're not done yet.
Our campaign is the last best hope of stopping the Trump-Biden nightmare.
In spite of all of that they threw at us, everyone against us, we've got our ticket punched out of Iowa.
So now it's all eyes on New Hampshire. Haley has already been campaigning hard in the state, and a recent CNN poll showed she could be catching up with Trump's lead a little there. DeSantis, on the other hand, threw a lot of his eggs into Iowa's basket, with polls showing that he could have more ground to make up. And tonight, he's taking part in a CNN town hall in New England. Trump is making a pit stop in New York before he can start the final push in New Hampshire, though. His second defamation lawsuit against E. Jean Carroll starts there today. But Trump's many legal cases didn't stop him winning Iowa by such an unprecedented margin, which has some people looking further into the future at a possible 2024 rematch with President Joe Biden. Biden's campaign announced last night that he raised more than $97 million in the final quarter of 2023, giving him a sizable war chest. Saying it's going to be a cold one may be an understatement. Nearly 80% of the US will see below freezing temperatures over the next week. More than 120 million people are under wind chill alerts from the Canadian to the Mexican border. A number of daily cold records have already been set, and more could be broken today across the central and southern US. Much of the Rockies, Great Plains, and Midwest will see life-threatening sub-zero wind chills into today, with some below minus 30 degrees over the central plains and middle Mississippi Valley. Meanwhile, a storm is set to sweep into the Pacific Northwest later this afternoon, with the National Weather Service issuing an ice storm warning for more than 3 million people across the region. Iran has fired ballistic missiles into northern Iraq and Syria, once again raising concerns of a widening Middle East conflict. Tehran yesterday said it struck what it calls a spy base for Israel's intelligence agency in Iraq and, quote, anti-Iran terror groups in Syria. The strikes were condemned by the US as reckless and imprecise. Also on Monday, Israel said Hamas is carrying out psychological torment as the militant group released a third video within 24 hours featuring the same three hostages being held in Gaza, the last of which appears to show two of them dead. CNN's Nick Robertson has more from Tel Aviv.
So the IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Hagari said that the Hamas videos were psychological torture and cruelly exploiting innocent people. He said that Hamas claimed that an IDF bomb had killed them. He said that wasn't true.
Coming up, the 2023 Emmys were finally held last night.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The 75th Primetime Emmy Awards may have been postponed by a pair of Hollywood strikes, but the delay did little to damper spirits at the ceremony last night. The Bear, Succession, and Beef were the night's big winners, cleaning up in most of their categories. Keinta Brunson took home the award for Best Actress in a Comedy Series for Abbott Elementary, becoming the first black actress to win the category since 1981. And Elton John officially joined the elite EGOT club when he won an Emmy for his Disney Plus special, meaning he now has an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Award. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.